So today we are reading a story called The Uppercase, Trouble in Capital City. And this story was written by Tara Lazar. It's illustrated by Ross McDonald. And it is read today by Private Eye Mommy and
Chicken. Private Eye Chicken.
Well, here's the thing. For those of you who may not know, a case in this example is, in this story, is something that needs to be investigated. It's a problem. A detective or a person who tries to solve a mystery is the person, we'd call them a private eye, okay? So that's what a private eye is. But an eye is also a letter in the alphabet, right? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. There he is. That's right. Now, here's my other question here. Did you know that a case can also be the way that you write things? When we use our letters, we can write in uppercase, we can write in lowercase, okay? There's different ways to write things. It depends on how big or how little the letter is, their case. So there's a lot of stuff going on in this book, but I think it's going to be fun to read. So are you ready? Are you ready to do it with me? Mm-hmm. All right, get your private eye hat on because they wear hats in the movies. Mm-hmm. Little fedoras. I'm ready. Here we go. I was dozing in my chair when question mark barged into my office. He looked bent, out of shape. And that's funny because what do question marks look like? They look like they've been bent out of shape. What's the matter, Mark? I asked.
Don't ask, Mark said. I'll run out of ink.
True, this town is full of questions.
I need your help, and his help too.
He grabbed exclamation to emphasize the point. Finally, Mark spelled it all out.
All the uppercase letters are missing.
That's impossible, I said. This is Capital City.
Private Eye, you're the last capital letter standing.
What is an exclamation mark?
Exclamation point.
What is an exclamation point? What would you use it for? It's the way to end a sentence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just question marks.
Yeah, same with a question mark, same with a period. Yeah, that's how we end a sentence when we're writing. But when we see an exclamation point, we know to exclaim. We go, dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. Uppercase is capital when you're writing. It's funny. I sat down. This was serious. If all the capital letters were gone, there'd be incomplete sentences dangling everywhere. The entire city would be thrown into chaos. Plus, I had to watch my step. I could be next. I told Mark I'd take the case. It was tough catching up with all the types I needed to interview. Hyphen was busy dashing around town. And in the picture we can see Hyphen, it's a little dash. Like when you're writing something and you run out of room, you put a little dash and you tell people, look at the next line down. Or if you have a word that has two bits to it, you can put a dash between the two words. Period was directing traffic. And you can see period. And what is period holding right there in his hand?
A stop sign.
Which means periods bring the sentence to a
stop.
Ampersand was minding her P's and Q's. Mm-hmm. Ampersand is a really fancy thing that you see sometimes. And it stands for one whole word. It stands for and. If you're writing something out and you've run out of room, you don't have enough word space to write the entire word, A-N-D, you can just put the ampersand, stamp that on there, and away you go. Apostrophe was gathering his possessions, because if it belongs to someone, you use an apostrophe. Mm-hmm. And comma was dividing her time on a huge list of things. Because commas separate things in a list. Luckily, the quotation twins were willing to talk.
Yeah, something's definitely up besides us, they said. But don't quote us on that.
Because you use quotation marks when someone is speaking, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I needed a solid lead. I strolled into Cafe Uno, or F-A-No, as it is now known. But my favorite waitress had been replaced by her little sister. She didn't look happy. Why so low? I asked.
B didn't show up for work this morning,
little B explained.
B's always the second one here. We don't know where she is.
I was at a loss for words, especially words starting with B. Oh no, they're missing a letter. Dun, dun, dun.
Here, B left this.
Little B handed me a slip from B's order pad. It was full of stars. Aha, a noteworthy clue. Sometimes asterisk gets mistaken for a star. So I questioned my old pal 8, who lives below him. But we came to a dead end. What does an asterisk look like?
An X?
Yeah, it looks like an X with an extra little bit on top, right? Or maybe a star might look that way too. But it's kind of rounded instead of pointy like a star. Yeah.
I've never seen
the asterisk? Oh, sure. Usually you'll see them if there's a note that you need to look at. When you're reading along and you see an asterisk, that usually says, take special attention to this. Pay special attention to this sentence because there's something you need to know about it. And then you look at the bottom of the page and it usually tells you what it is that you need to know. After a long day on the case, I sat on my stoop and watched the sky darken. Oh, B, where could you be? And that's when I noticed a faint glow coming from the old abandoned part of the city known as Cursive Loop. Ooh, cursive. That is a way of writing, right? A fancy way of writing. First thing in the morning, I took the train out to Cursive Loop. I circled the winding streets, searching for clues. A cold wind ripped around me, and I began to lose hope. Maybe I needed a plan B, but wait, what is this? I picked up the paper trail, and it's an order slip, right? Mm-hmm. Like what B had in her at the waitressing at the cafe? Mm-hmm. There they were, high above on a movie marquee. Gee whiz, what happened? I asked.
Help!
Replied Gee whiz.
Exclamation stuck us up here and then knocked over the ladder. He promised to put us all in the movies,
said B.
I've always wanted to see my name in lights.
They're stuck in a marquee. What is a marquee? Can you describe that? It's usually a big lit-up sign that is above a movie theater that tells you what movies are being shown. Or if you go to see live theater, it tells you what the name of the production is. Or the ballet or the symphony or what have you.
Phew, I never thought I wanted to be a lowercase. I never thought I'd want to be a lowercase,
said Gee Whiz. So exclamation was the explanation. Follow me, I said. Could he still be with question mark? I knew those two together spelled trouble. The capitals and I barged into Mark's place, and just as I expected, exclamation was right beside him. You're no punctuation, Mark, I said. You're just a punk.
Exclamation is crooked, yelled Gee Whiz. Lock him up and throw away the keyboard,
cried B. Now let's all calm down, I said. Everybody stop shouting.
Exactly,
exclaimed Exclamation.
I'm tired of all the shouting. Can't a guy get a little peace and quiet?
Oh, look at that. And it's a little P and a little Q. And he says to him, I don't think he means you. I told the little P's and Q's.
Capital letters are always calling me!
Exclamation said.
Yes! Ha! OMG!
He yelled.
They want me to join them, as if they weren't loud enough on their own.
Oh, usually when you see those words, they do have an exclamation point behind them, right?
This was mind-boggling.
And ear-splitting.
On the outside, I may look excited, but sometimes I need silence and calm, and I want to relax with a good book.
Exclamation said with a sigh. I understood his point. I love a good detective story myself.
I hear you loud and clear, I said. Sometimes you don't want to be big and brash, but you're too important to fade away. Huh? I'm important?
Exclamation perked up.
Sure. You're more than just a lot of noise. You're about attention. Respect. In the end, you make a huge impression. You can be a straight, stand-up guy.
Oh, I don't think the exclamation point realized how important he was.
Just then, the grammar police arrived.
This is totally out of character for you, exclamation, they said. Come along. We've got to book you.
According to the letter of the law, exclamation would serve a short sentence. Turns out that cooling off period was just what he needed. As for B, well, she's always been a star in my eyes. I had wrapped up another case and I hoped trouble in Capital City wouldn't return. Famous last words. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.